I wanted to share a thought with you before we pray today. I go to Isaiah 40. I'm going to give you one of those crowning things that's going to happen, I actually believe, in our generation. Isaiah 40. I want to share something that's intensely powerful. It's something that our generation's going to achieve. We're going to teach more onto this. We're setting a compass. But he's going to set a compass for our generation like no other generation before. Part of this compass is in these first five verses. It says, comfort you, comfort my people, speak comfortably to Jerusalem. Cry unto her that her warfare is accomplished. That's a good word right there. Everyone say, my warfare has been accomplished. Amen. Her iniquity is pardoned. For she has received of the Lord's hand double for all her sins. We have received of the Lord's hand double grace. The voice of him that cries in the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord, make straight the desert, a highway to our God. Every valley shall be exalted, every mountain and hill shall be made low, and the crooked shall be made straight, and the rough places plain. And this is it, verse 5. The glory of the Lord shall be revealed. And now he is speaking of our day, because I was just making reference to John the Baptist. So he's speaking of the New Testament a second ago when he said one crying in the wilderness. So he's talking about the shift. The glory shall be revealed and all flesh shall see it together, for the mouth of the Lord has spoken. So when he says the glory is to be revealed, it means that it's veiled or it's covered right now. It's not seen by the natural eye right now, but it's present. Now, Romans 8 gives you a little bit better picture of that. If you go over to Romans 8, because this is part of actually where we're going. As a body, we're the body of Christ. Prophets are starting to speak into this. People are starting to see this. I'm actually starting to see how he's going to do it and how he's going to bring this out. We are the generation, the last day generation. We can read the signs of the times. We're the generation that will receive what we understand to be, if you understand and believe, the rapture of the church. Where this mortality will put on immortality. It is the fullness of our salvation. We have the first fruit of the Spirit in the which we have been born again. But this body will undergo a resurrection. This body, this mortality will put on a forever eternal immortality of light. What happened to your spirit will happen to your body. And redemption will complete. What happened on the day you were born again and sin was distinguished from your spirit man, removed 100% from you. Well, why do I do sin? Because you still wear a body that has sin in it. And you got a soul that still likes the sin. It's not transformed. But the spirit man does not sin. That's what John was saying. He that's born of God does not sin. Oh, chapter later, if we say we have no sin, we're a liar. I mean, John, you can't have it both ways. He just expected you to know what he was talking about. He was differentiating between a man born again, not born again. Anyway, this body is going to receive the finality of God's redemption, which is a full glorification. Now, some men have received this already. Some men that overcame, like Enoch, like Elijah, they received a glorified body because they had the testimony that they pleased God. They received it before the day, the whole church. A lot of people in heaven don't even have their glorified bodies. They're still walking around in their spirit man waiting for the redemption. The dead in Christ will rise first and then we'll be caught up. See, the dead will rise. Their bodies will rise out of the grave, out of the seas and be joined to their spirit in a resurrection. And then we that remain will be caught up all in a moment's eye, just like that. Bam. That's a glorious day because you will never, ever, ever struggle with sin ever again for eternity. Your body will not desire it. Your soul will not desire it. Your body will be completely born again. Isn't that amazing? Resurrection life in the flesh. He said something here in Romans 8, verse 18. He says, for I reckon that the sufferings, because he's talking about the suffering, a lot of the sufferings you're talking about is the sufferings of the flesh that you have to suffer in the flesh. You cannot give this body what it wants. He says, I reckon the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory that shall be revealed where? He is actually goes on to speak about the resurrection. The resurrection of the body. He goes on to talk about that we will, the resurrection of the body. He is speaking here that the sufferings of all this present time will not be worthy to compared to the glory. Now notice this. I heard a prophet speak about this too. As the Lord was starting to share with me. Bullock. Robin Bullock. It says, be the glory. He said, listen, the rapture is not coming out of heaven. The rapture is coming from within. Because it's the glory that's revealed in us. In other words, right now, it's there, but it's veiled by this flesh. Man can't see the glory that we're already carrying. The naked eye cannot see the manifestation of the glory that's already in our spirit being. Angels can see it, devils can see it, if you're in the spiritual realm you can see it, but the natural eye cannot see the glory. But sometimes they'll see a radiation from it. Unless that glory becomes visible, they can't see it. But he's talking about the glory being revealed. It's going to come out, and the way it's coming out, it's going to break out from within. And it's going to come through the soul and through the body, and the glory of God is going to override all death within our being. All sin within our being. And the Lord began to speak to me, says, you are the generation that will receive this. But I am calling a generation to receive the manifested glory and to manifest that glory in the earth as a sign of what is to come. There will be men and women in this last day carrying the manifest presence of God in their body who have learned how to bring what is inside to the outside. And the Lord said two scriptures to me. Moses did it under the law, and I did it on the Mount of Transfiguration. He told me today, he said, the Mount of Transfiguration was a greater demonstration than we presently know. He told me, he said, you've learned a lot. You've seen a lot more than most have, but there's so much more to be revealed about what was happening that day. It was actually a demonstration of the glory that's going to be revealed in us as a New Testament bride in the earth walking with God, that the glory will break out from our soul through the glory within will break out, and it's going to break out upon our mortal body. Body, and it's going to be seen by the naked eye. And it's not going to just be seen once. It's going to be a demonstrable sign to the last days that the glorification of the church is at hand. The rapture of the church is at hand. These people are going to ascend beyond their time, just like Abraham did, just like David did, just like Enoch did, just like Elijah did. People who love God and had the testimony that they pleased God, their faith is going to reach beyond the day through in that is to come, and they're going to go live in a realm beyond their day. And they're going to manifest that realm into the present day. And the manifestation of that realm will be the sign of the last days that God is coming to rapture his body, his church. And the Lord said to me, he said it to me like this, because he's just introducing this. If you can receive it, if you can receive what I'm about to say to you, if you can believe, he said, you can believe me for this. He said, in fact, I will require it of certain people before their come home, that their faith reaches beyond the veil. And it can only be accessed in the face of Jesus. It can only be accessed. The glory, there's a scripture, I think it's in Peter, that talks about the glory in the face of God. And that's why he said, we all with open face, beholding as in a mirror, the glory of the Lord will be changed, what? Into that same image. Now, Cody, come up here. Share with them that scripture in John. This is powerful. First John.
Beloved, now are we the sons of God, and it doth not yet appear what we shall be. But we know that when he shall appear, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is.
3:2, beloved. Now let's look at the first verse. I want you to see this because this is part of how God's going to open this up. He's challenging us to go the gauntlet, challenging us in every way, which I like it. It says, behold, what manner of love the Father has bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God. Therefore, the world knoweth not because they knew him not. What he's saying is, what manner of love has been bestowed upon you that you're born again? Now you're the sons of God. You've been inducted into the family of God. Now he's going to speak of something else that's going to happen to us. He says, beloved, now are we the sons of God. It doth not yet appear, or it has not yet manifested. It has not yet manifested to the natural eye what we shall be. For we know when he shall appear, we shall be like him. And we shall see him as he is. How is he? All you have to do, if you want to see him as he is look at him on the Mount of Transfiguration. Because that is the same glory that was on him when he appeared before John in the book of Revelation. He is a manifested King of glory, a manifested man who was raised from the dead. His body was raised from the dead. His spirit was raised from the dead. And he is a full-blown manifestation of the final last Adam. And the glory is seen upon him in fullness. That's what he's talking about. He said, it has not yet manifested what we shall be. He said, right now you're a son of God. You're still a son of God. He goes, but it hadn't yet manifested that this glory is going to manifest in your body. It's going to manifest in your soul. And the Lord began to speak to me. He said, that is the transformational glory that's going to come out from within my people by way of the mysteries of God in the last days, and by the face of God and understanding the face of God are going to be skilled in the face of God, and they're going to be able to move in me in realms beyond where you are. Past, present, and future. This realm, what's going to happen right now, we're just discovering the operations, but the seven spirits of God is going to come out with authority to empower every one of these operations within us. He's going to empower us with dominion, but he's going to also power us to walk up and down in his name and to and fro in his name, to and fro time, to and fro geographical boundaries, and we can access the face of God like every great man of God did, and we can move into the glory that is to come, and then manifest that glory is to come into the now realm. And that glory that is to come into the now realm is what's going to cause the transformation we've been talking about. That transformational glory is actually going to override the core nature of our soul, the core nature of our body. A lot of us can be very good at restraining nature, but nature is nature. It's still there. Even though it's restrained, it's still there. Death is death. Death worketh in our body. But life can work in our body because God said it could. He said that he could quicken our mortal body. Our body can receive resurrection life before it receives the day of resurrection. And I understand a little bit of how that mystery works. And I'll share a little bit of that in the next 2 or 3 minutes. And we're going to teach more onto this because he's opening other realm. He goes, I'm giving you something that's going to set everybody free in ways they've never known. I'm going to set my people free from core nature, the law of sin and death that's still operating within the unregenerated parts of our soul and the unregenerated body. It's something that can override that law. Verse 3, and every man that had this hope in himself, this hope of what? That he will appear, this hope in himself, purifies himself even as he is already pure. You know what he's saying? You're already pure. Well, how come this stuff's manifesting? Because it's manifesting from a part of you that's impure, that God is going to override in this last days. He's not going to overlook, he's going to override it. He's not going to overlook us by grace, he's going to override the core nature. He's going to conquer the core nature. I remember when Rick Joyner was in heaven, one of the things the Lord spoke to him while he was in heaven, he said, this is the generation that will bring forth my glory. What he's saying is the glory is going to be revealed. It's already there. It's like the Holy Spirit to a Baptist. He might get baptized in the Holy Ghost and don't even know it. But if you don't give any attention to the Holy Ghost, it'll just disappear. In the kingdom, you get what you give attention to. Always. What you give your faith, time, attention, and focus to, words, is what comes forth. And you can't give your attention to something you can't see or know it's yours. The first thing in believing anything for God, you got to know it's yours. What is God's plan for this generation? To reveal his glory, transfiguration glory. That's why he showed it on the mount. He showed the law and the prophets and he showed it to his church. And what did he do? He invited his church in. Peter, James, and John were not excluded. They were invited into the glory. And Peter wrote about the glory twice, about the glory. In 1 Peter, he wrote about the glory that shall be revealed. What does it mean? But it's in us. Oh, they always say it's in you, but it's going to be revealed. It's the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ that's going to be revealed through us because it's in us. We got a long way to go, don't we? I'm like, God, how are we going to get there? He goes, I'm going to get you there. He goes, you're going to get there by my face alone. There's no other way to get there. The face is like fast forward. You can jump through hoops and boundaries that restrain you. That's why the face is so important. But it's the manifestation and the initiation of the operations of the face of God. He wants to reveal his glory to this generation. That's not his glory just coming over a service. He wants to reveal, and you got to get this point. He wants the glory revealed through us, that's in us. He wants to break the shell. He wants to break the barrier, the veil. Man can't see it because he hid it on purpose. But this generation, he's not going to keep it hidden. This generation, he's going to reveal that glory because he's coming back. It's the final generation. If you'll be part of the rapture, you have to know and know him. But he's going to give the testimony of it through visible signs of the glory of God. The face of Jesus will appear upon us, through us. His glory will shine through us. 2 Corinthians 4:6. For God who commanded the light to shine out of darkness. You know what he's saying? Out of the hidden place. It's shining out of your body. See, your body conceals the glory of God. Your body conceals it from the naked eye. It's inside of an earthen vessel. So God stuck the glory inside a vessel of clay and he concealed it, but it shines out. Through manifestation, has shined in our hearts to give the light of the glory, of the knowledge of the glory of God, where? In the face of God. So he gives the light of the knowledge of the glory in the face of God. 2 Corinthians 4:6. I'm going to read it again. He has shined in our hearts. See, he shines the knowledge. He shines revelation to give the light or the rhema revelation of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. Where are you going to find this? Where are you going to find this revelation? In the face. See, are there certain revelations that are only going to be given when you're tracking in the face of God? And this is one of those. Let's say it again. For God hath commanded the light to shine out of the darkness of an earthen vessel. That's what he's saying. But he shined in our heart. He bypasses the earthen vessel. He shines directly into our spirit man. And he gives the light of the knowledge of the glory of God. He's got to give you the light or the revelation knowledge of the glory. He's got to give you the light of it, of what it is. But where does he give it? In the face of Jesus Christ. It's those who track in the face of God that will receive the revelation knowledge of the glory of God that's going to be revealed in the last days when he overrides the clay, the vessel of clay, and he breaks the shell and he shines his glory right out of our body like he did Moses under the law and like he did Christ on the Mount of Transfiguration. The glory broke out of his mortal body and it shined. It said his countenance was like the lightning of the sun itself. And his clothes, no fuller could make them that white. That glory wasn't just overshadowing him. That glory was coming out of him. That's what he was saying. And then what did he do? He invited them in and they all saw the last days. Because this was all a big picture of the last day glory. And Peter wrote about it. But we have this treasure where? In the earthen vessel. What treasure? The glory of God is in you. The excellency, the power may be of God and not of us. Troubled on every side, but not distressed. Perplexed, but not despaired. Persecuted, but not forsaken. Cast down, but not destroyed. Always bearing about in the body the dying of the Lord Jesus, that the life also of Jesus might be made manifest. Where? In our body. For we which live are all the way delivered unto death for Jesus' sake, that the life also of Jesus might be made manifest in our mortal flesh. He's got a compass for us. They were looking into it. Paul was seeing it. They all looked into the generation that we live in. We must be careful that we do not get used to these kinds of things. We must be careful that we honor his word and what he's sharing with us. Verse 18. While we look not at the things which are seen, but we look at the things that are not seen. The invisible realm. We look to the realm of the glory. For the things which are seen are temporal, but the things from the invisible realm are eternal. Our eye of our heart can look at the invisible realm by the knowledge of the Lord Jesus and the glory of God. The glory of that knowledge in the face of God, the revelation knowledge will allow us to see that glory that's been in us all the time. Did you know that you're carrying inside of you the same glory that's going to glorify your body? It's already in you. The body's concealing it. He's going to override the nature. When that glory comes through, I saw it by revelation. When it came through, it overrode the core nature and swallowed up death in victory. We are the manifested sons of God in the earth that will show forth the praises of God to a generation, a royal priesthood. And God is setting a compass like no other. And these revelations are only going to be found and sustained in the face of God. And all who pursue the face, live in the face, dwell in the face, want the face, stay in the face. And you can only stay in his face. You cannot stay in his face by your own might. Can't stay in your own power. Can't stay in it by knowledge alone. You can only stay in the face of God through his word and keeping his word. It will sustain you and keep you in his face. Even when you're faltering, he'll pick you right back and uphold you in his face. You'll see it from his face. Your eye of your spirit will see the glory of God and the capacity that he wants to do in this last generation. And the devil wants to steal it. Not gonna happen. Doesn't that open up the eyes a little bit? Just awaken our senses to the capacity of our generation. Amen. Man, I don't know about you, but I am all in. All in. Do you know the rewards of overcoming in this manner? Do you know the rewards that will be given to this last day generation for those who overcome to the fullest? You get it all. You get the resurrection before the resurrection. Isn't that awesome? Oh, Father, we need a revelation in the face of God. Today, we're going to go in this face. Today, we're going to go into Penuel, because Penuel is everything. Penuel is the beginning of it all. Penuel is the place of exchange. Penuel is the realm of the glory. There's nobody ever going to love us like you do. There's nobody ever that's going to do what you do. Thank you for your great love. Thank you, you uphold us by this invisible word that will become visible. The glory will become visible. The crown will become visible. The blessing will become visible. The harvest will become visible. The transformation will become visible. The media will become visible. The word will be made flesh. The demonstrations, the signs, and the miracles that it will accompany will become visible. And it will dwell among us. And to this we hold, because that's what you see. Behold what you hold. We see what you see. I refuse to look at the things of old. Unless you want to unlock me, Lord, I have no desire to be there. I only want to be where you are, and your word leads us ever still. You have something? Oh. Just go ahead and turn the lights down. Oh, I'm going to be in a weeping mode today. Caught up in his love. Whew. You can't have fervent love unless you love us, Lord. Unless we can receive the abundance of grace. How can we love? How can we do with unless we receive what comes out from you? Today we receive the abundance of your grace as we ascend into your righteousness of the holy place. As we exchange who we are in you and put on the glory that's come out from you. A new robe, new every morning. We receive the glory. We receive the grace. We receive the righteousness of God in this holy place. In you we live and move and have our being. In you we exchange all that we are for all that you are. To see you as you are. To see you as you are. We are the generation that shall be changed. In a twinkling of an eye, all of this mortality will put on immortality. This body will give way to the glorification of life itself. But this glory is already in us, in the face of Christ. For we are not bound by time, by the things we see. We ascend into the Father with thee. We come up into the realms of the Father, the God of all grace. Father, we stand with you in the holy place. Father, we stand with you, having been delivered from fear. Today, you have given us power and love and a sound mind too. Every good gift flowing out of you. Mercy, light, the Father of light. God is light. Today we step in, having been translated out of darkness into your marvelous light. Today by faith we shut the door. Today by faith we stand in the midst of your grace and in your light, in the face of Jesus Christ. In him we live and move, the way, the truth, and the life. His glory has already been given, and we're already in you. We're in you, citizens and sons. It has not yet manifested in the earth, but we shall be manifested sons of God. Manifested glory, the full image of God Himself dwelling in man. The glorification of all things is at hand. We are the generation to show forth your praise. We are, Father, the generation that will demonstrate this grace. We boldly come into the face of Christ. The word of the Lord is already shifting us. The face of the word of God, who was, the word who is, and the word who is to come, the revealed glory of God in the body of man. In the face of Jesus we stand. We bring this glorious word to you, Father. Grant us the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the face of Christ. Show us your marvelous design for this last generation. Not going to find it in media. Not going to find it looking at what is. Not going to find it with men's lust for war. We're going to find it beyond this door. We're going to find it in the glory and in your face. We're going to find it in the revelation that have been given in this place. We're going to find it in you alone, who was and is now and is to come. We're going to find it in the glory realm of the Holy One. We're going to find it in you, your marvelous plan unfolding within us, shining in the hearts of man. Shining your glory within us this day, opening our belief system for the Father's final day. Father of lights, we stand with you. Grant us the grace to follow you. Grant us the glory and the life itself. We are the generation to be delivered from self. Today we stand in the revelation of your word, a generation to display the glory in bodily form. Father, we agree. My faith soars when I'm with thee. I soar into the realms that is to come. I am not ashamed of what you've given us, and I will never turn around or turn aside, not for anyone. I look to your words alone, for that is our inheritance. It is in your face, our great, great inheritance, found in the faith. Found in the revelations of the face of God. Abraham found it, as did Jacob, as did Joshua, as did Isaiah, as did Peter, James, and John, and as did Paul, as did Moses. Oh, it happened to them all. They all encountered your face, Noah too. Some went backwards, some went forward in you. But they all felt, even Abraham and David, accounted righteousness that did not belong to their day. They found it anyway. They looked into your face and saw another day, much more beautiful in every way. They looked to a realm they could call home in you, and there they dwelt in a land flowing with milk and honey. I see where I want to land. It's in the glorification of our final inheritance, the glorified body, the glory seen in our body, the glory overriding the law of sin and death, overriding the matrix of the soul, the programming, generational programming, generational unbelief, generational poverty, generational infirmity, generational unbelief, the glory that can reprogram us to fullness and reprogram our body. The prophets have seen it. The body will work in ways in this last hour not seen to man. They were looking at the glorification coming into the land. One great encounter in the glory will override sin's fury. One encounter will cause it to break out. Our flesh will display the glory of God. Our flesh that has death working in it. We are the generation to override death. Abraham could do it. We can do it. It requires Abrahamic faith to override death itself. The life in us is more powerful than the death. The death that we wear will bow down. Idolatry will be destroyed and crumbled to the ground. Every mountain will be made low. Who art thou, O great mountain? You are this day leveled ground. Show us your face, God. Show us your face.
Show me your face. And gird up my days that I might stand in this holy place. Show me your face.
To overcome death. I am ready for the challenge to overcome death itself. Even death working in the body, being overwritten by life. The glory being revealed, no longer concealed. The glory breaking out, our face shining like the sun in its strength, the sign of Christ coming, visibly seen in man, resurrection life and glory once again in the land, the dead being raised and the deaf being healed, the lame and the maimed walking again. I can see now how it can happen. I can see where, if I can just see your face, If I can just hold your word in this place and anchor and consecrate and not let go, no matter how many storms want to blow, if I can just be skilled at one thing, enamored with you and the word that you bring, and not ever let go, no matter what, holding it into the highest esteem, overriding my own character until you bring me into the life and into the grace and into the fullness of God that emanates from this place. Your face is the final frontier. A book shall be written. The face of God, the final frontier. Man in this generation will understand we are the generation of Jacob. They will seek the face of the God of Jacob, and we will receive the transformation and a brand new name. I know my new name. It's been given to me. I am not of the Atkinson household. I am Abbas, and I see. My name is Abbas. My name is I am your son. A new identity I have won. We receive today Penuel. We will go and stand in that great place till all things are made well. We will go and stand in the land of the living. Take us out into the glory and let it shine upon us in the new story. Open more and more revelation. For I see your word is full for every level of man. There is a revelation for us to stand. We stand again in the word that is to come. We stand in you. Before we run, show us thy face.
Might stand in this holy place. Show me your face, Lord.
It's the cry of our generation.
Your power and your grace, your glory. Upon the image, the beauty of
Lord, you chose us to be with you for eternity, and you have set yourself in this temple, our bodies, having made us vessels of honor. For as we look upon you, Lord, we gaze into your eyes, Lord. You are our beloved, and the very fiery passion of our hearts is to be with you. We long for you. We crave you, desiring you more than anything and anyone and any place. For you are the one who has chosen us to be your bride, your bridal company, your shining ones. For we are immersed in your love. For even as we are one with you, Jesus, through Holy Spirit presenting us to you, you present us to the Father, and as the Father and the Son and Holy Spirit as triune, we invite you, we bid you to dwell in this home, this house, forever. You are welcome to bring the inner transformation, that as we are the finished work of what Christ began upon the cross through that resurrected life, we have been resurrected to be with you, ascended through Christ as the door. And it is our Christ who is the holy grace wherein we stand before you, Lord. For as you have come to us, you are coming to us, and you've been with us, you've never left us, and you are removing the veils, the very veil over our head, removing all veils that have separated us from you, Lord. We are that forerunner generation, for we are pursuing you and chasing after you with all that is within us. Whereas you, Lord, have covered us with your very own self, your very own eternal body, we are swallowed up. For it is through the law of life that is in Christ Jesus that swallows up and has defeated all law of sin and death. Oh, sin, where is your sting? Oh, death, where is your sting? And the grave, you have no power over us. Sin has no power over us. The grave has no power over us. For as your eternal shining ones, you have separated all sin from us that the enemy had us wearing, Lord. We thank you that you've removed far from us all guilt, all shame, all judgments and condemnation. For as we are with you, we choose your glory to be the very holy manifestation within us, having restored everything that was stolen from us. You are our glory and the lifter of our heads.
Sing that, sing that.
Jesus.
Stand today in this consecrated land at the breaking of the new day. We wrestled a very long night to get here. Now we look to the rising of this new sun. For in your face this battle has been won. We said to you we would not let go. This place you have now shown. To now bless in our generation with the blessing, the crowning glory of the church, the operations reserved for the last day church. To walk to and fro, up and down. To walk in the dominion of God. In every town. To walk in a wisdom beyond this earth realm. That cannot be found in a university or in the mind of men. A heavenly wisdom. From the table of the kings, to walk in the bana that your spirit brings, to be crowned with glory, for the spirit of wisdom and understanding to rest upon us, counsel and might, knowledge and the fear of the Lord to be encompassed with seven eyes, that can see in seven dimensions, dimensions we don't even understand as of yet, that can see in front and behind, can see to the right, to the left, that can see up and down, that can see with eyes that surround, that can walk in a light that's not of this world, found in your face. It is the great pearl. Today we stand in you to receive the blessed and the righteousness too, to see the transformation of the glory within already been given, already within, stored within us for this great day. It's already within, a fountain that will burst forth, a glory that will burst forth, a light that will burst forth, the resurrection, eternal life of God bursting forth beyond man's flesh. The sun shining in its strength through our eyes. Christ Himself, no longer despised, no longer hidden, no longer in the hiding place. Christ has come forth, seen by all. Oh, if they reject the glory of this, if they reject the Lord, it is to their shame. For we are the generation that will bear your glorious name. Oh, Penuel, we stand again. I will never let go of the treasure within. Until the day be revealed on high, I will continue to keep the word from on high. It is the day of great grace. It is the day of the crowning glory. It is the day now of the Father's story. Books are coming out. Revelations 2. Things that our eye has not seen or our ear heard from you. The glory of the new day is shining in this place. Let there be light. Let there be light that's not of this world. Let there be light that will shine. Oh, shine, shine, shine again. In the face of Christ, shine on me. As Jacob passed through Penuel, the sun did shine upon him in all of its strength. The sun doth shine on me this day. The sun doth shine on us in a very special way. Break forth into singing, O mountains and hills. Break forth into joy. Break forth into glory. And break forth into grace. For God is coming to stand as Emmanuel in this place. The Word made flesh to dwell among men. Emmanuel will stand in the earth again, seen in his people, seen again. The glory will be seen upon thee. The glory revealed in this hour. Woof.
Rise up and face the sun.
glory is appearing through the bride, through the sun, through the bride, through the sun. Rise and shine. The new day is dawning, and the glory of the Lord has risen upon you. It's being revealed. Shine in all the glory of the sun. Rise and shine. A new day is dawning. Yesterday's over. The glory is appearing. His glory, see His glory, see His glory come down. glory of the ladder is greater. I see the glory of the ladder house. Fill this house with glory. I see angels ascending, descending of the house, circling around in the house. Show us your glory.